talking with you. This is Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes.
A Saturday morning BBC Radio Berkshire, Howard Hughes. 'Twas the day before Christmas, and all around your scalp erupted the sound of technology information from a man by the name of Fevzi Turkalp. How are you, Fevzi?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning.
Merry Christmas to you too. Rhyming skills are not exactly my strong point, Fevzi, as you probably heard just then. I was trying to find something that rhymed with Fevzi, gave up. So I tried Turkalp, and we got Scalp. So we were sorted there. Now, lots to talk about this morning, as ever. Even though it is Christmas, we do not rest. Drones have been a continuing theme. A lot of people very concerned that one of these days something very bad is going to happen at Heathrow, unless there is some kind of regulation, legislation, and something has indeed happened, yeah?
Well, yeah, the government is consulting about the use of drones and how better to regulate it, and they are kicking around various ideas, including compulsory registration of all drones that weigh more than 250 grams, which means that even some of the sort of domestic toy drones almost could fall within that category. There might also be a requirement, they're considering a requirement to make owners of drones undertake a safety test. So, I mean, this is a difficult one. Usually I'm quite clear in my mind about how I feel about a story, but actually I can see both sides of this. Clearly, there are people that fly drones irresponsibly, but at the same time, if this legislation isn't well thought through, you know, we've got the equivalent of the Dangerous Dogs Act, we'll have the Dangerous Drones Act, because you know, this idea of anything over 250 grams, it seems a bit problematic.
Because that says nothing about the drone's capability. It just says something about its weight and size.
Well, exactly, because, you know, and there are already rules about this. If you go to the CAA website, there's something called the Drone Code, which says you must maintain line of sight, you must keep below 400 feet, you must not, and this is quite interesting because I'm not sure how one would follow these instructions, you must not get within 50 metres of people and property. Now, given that the first thing that most people do is go out in their back garden and off it goes, they're already within 50 metres of people and property, or 150 metres of crowds and built-up areas. Very hard to judge those distances as well, so you know it's kind of tricky. I'm not sure how far this will go. There are some technological solutions that could help. For example, there is a system whereby manufacturers can build into their drones a database of locations that the drones must not fly. So places like airports can register with that and make sure that drones don't fly into those areas. They could, for example, just make that compulsory for anything flown in the UK.
Which is a great idea, but of course that is only for newer drones. If you've already got a drone and you're flying it, then your drone that you've had for a while is not going to have that technology. Let's press on to the gadget of the week, Fevzi. The gadget of the week is very good because it's another headset using Bluetooth, and we've talked, I know, about those things before, but this one very different, yeah?
This is to replace headphones that come with your smartphone or hi-fi. It's from a company called Sol Republic, S-O-L Republic, and the product's called a Shadow Wireless Bluetooth neckband earphones. So imagine a set of earphones, but they're quite unusual design. So they're wireless in that they don't connect by wire to, say, your smartphone, which is increasingly a benefit with I think we're going to see more and more smartphones next year that don't have headphone jacks. By the way, the iPhone 7 started that, but I suspect Samsung and others will follow that lead. So that there's a comfortable, flexible, lightweight horseshoe-shaped yoke that goes around the neck like a neck band, so it fits, you know, around the back of your neck towards the front. And then there are two short wires that go to the earbuds that go in your phone. So although there are wires, it is wireless in the sense that you're not connected to your smartphone or audio source, so you can walk around the room and leave your phone wherever, and the sound will be fine. I've used them. They're very comfortable, surprisingly. You can use them to not only listen to music or other sources, such as, you know, the sound on your, you know, your video playback, but also there's a microphone built in, so you can use them to take calls. And there's buttons on the collar of this yoke, so you can there's three buttons, so you can answer and hang up calls, you can adjust the volume.
These things are not cheap, and I don't know about you, Fevzi, but you know, with earpieces that I use for my mobile devices, I've just again this year must have lost about six pairs. I've lost six pairs, I've broken six more. Is it really worth shelling out this kind of money for something that you might break?
Look, I think these look fairly robust. And in terms of losing them, I mean, you're right. When you look at the Apple AirPods, not the EarPods that come with the phones, but the AirPods that they're selling for about £160 a pop, literally just announced and just gone on sale, those are two independent pieces that hang from your ears. So they're not even connected by a wire between themselves. So they're very easy to lose. And Apple has recently said, if you lose one, it costs you £65.
God.
You know, for whatever reason, if it's gone, it's gone. So I would feel a little bit anxious about that. I mean, other than the fact that they look like those things that the Cybermen use to control the human population, if you've ever seen that, it just looks just like that. But other than that, I'd be constantly checking that they're still there. With this design, if they were to fall out of your ears, because there's this sort of horseshoe-shaped yoke around your neck, they will just hang down. And in fact, if you want to speak to someone, the thing that you'll typically do is pop one or two of them out and let go of it, and it will just drop down, you know, just towards your sternum.
So at least the manufacturers have thought about this.
Yeah, and there are other advantages to this sort of neckband type design, because they build the battery into the neckband. So instead of getting 5 hours, say, from an Apple equivalent, you'll get 8 hours of time, and you can get a longer antenna built into it as well. In terms of the sound quality, which I guess is what it comes down to, you know, there's always a question about whether wireless is as good as wired. I have to say these are pretty good. There's also got this thing called multi-device connectivity, where you can actually switch between two Bluetooth devices. So let's say you're watching a video via the wireless link, which is good because, let's say it's a TV, you don't want to disturb others, you can watch wirelessly. And that's useful, by the way, because you don't necessarily want a wire running from your TV set to your headphones, just so you don't disturb your partner, for example. So that's really good. But then if your phone goes, it just switches over and you can still be connected now, wirelessly to your phone.
I can see more use for these at home than anywhere else. Listen, we've got to press on. So these are, what are they called again?
They are called Seoul Republic Shadow Wireless. They're £99, 4 stars out of 5.
Fevzy, I wish you all the very best, health, happiness, success, all of those things to you, and have a lovely Christmas. And thank you so much for helping me every week this year, Fevzy.
Absolute pleasure, and to you and yours.
And if people want to send you a virtual Christmas card or connect with you, how do they do that?
Oh, come and say hello at Twitter. @GadgetDetective is the best way to do it. You can also check out the website, www.gadgetdetective.com.
Fevzy Turkup, the Gadget Detective, returns in 2017.